Well, it's going to be goodbye world someday, and praise the Lord. We'd like for you to turn to the book of Psalm, Psalm 114, if you would tonight. Psalm 114. Psalm 114. There's 8 verses here. I want to read them to you. Try to preach to you just a little bit here tonight. Psalm 114. Beginning in verse number 1, verse 1 through 8. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of God, or the house of Jacob, from a people of strange language. Judah was his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams, and the little hills like lambs. What ailed thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest? Thou Jordan, that thou wast driven back? Ye mountains, that ye skipped like rams, and ye little hills like lambs? Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, which turned the rock into standing water, and the flint into a fountain of waters. Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, which turned the rock into a standing water, and the flint into a fountain of waters. I want to preach tonight from these verses. I want to preach on how to have the presence of God. How to have the presence of God. The presence of God, I feel like, is our survival. I really believe that. The presence of God is our survival. Spurgeon said, "Eternal honor be unto the God of Israel, whose presence is still our solace or our comfort." Eternal honor be to God, whose presence is still our solace. You know, we're on a pilgrimage here tonight. We're on a journey. We're on an exodus. We're trying to get to heaven. How many is trying to get to heaven? Doesn't matter how long ago it was when you got saved, we are on a journey. And isn't it good to know that the presence of God can be our solace and our comfort while that we are on this journey? I've heard people say, I may have said it myself, if God never blesses me again, you know, and I'm still going to heaven. We probably really mean that. But I'd hate to try that without the presence of God, wouldn't you? It is our survival. Job said, "Thy visitation hath preserved my spirit." So there is a preservation that comes with having or feeling the presence of God. John Fletcher said this, "We must not be content only to be cleansed." As wonderful as it was the night you got saved, or the day you got saved, or a Sunday morning, or a Wednesday night, that cleansing that you felt in your heart. You remember how it was to know that all of your sins had been washed away, rolled away, the burden was lifted? But John Fletcher said, we must not be content only to be cleansed from sin, but we must be filled with the Spirit. So there is a continuance there in our life. Wonderful. Not taking anything from salvation. Nothing at all. That's where it all starts. It's where it all happened. When we got clean. But oh, that filling of the Spirit. That infilling of the Holy Ghost. You remember that? Yes. Praise God. Amen. I mean, it was wonderful to be cleansed, but we cannot be content only to be cleansed. But there should always be a continuance in our life, a going on or a progress for that infilling of the Holy Ghost. We need the presence of God. J.B. Phillips put it like this. He's talking about God's presence. Man, I read this. It really got a hold of me. He said, when we say that we believe in God's presence, what we mean is we believe that there is a living God that is willing and able to enter into human personality and change it. And I'm telling you, that's what we need. We need God Almighty to condescend and come down out of glory, amen, and enter into our lives and change it. When we say we believe in God's presence, we say or we mean that we believe there is a living God. You believe there's a living God? And that He's willing and able to come into human personality and change it. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, only by the supernatural is man made strong. We are not self-sufficient. We cannot make it on our own. There's nothing that we can do really to keep ourselves and to strengthen ourselves. Amen. Nothing is as weak as somebody that is self-sufficient. And really, there's no greater indictment against the church than to feel or boast that we are self-sufficient. And when we do that, we are automatically put into the category of that Laodicean church that said we have need of nothing. We're rich and increased with goods. And what Jesus say about them? He said, you're blind and miserable and poor and wretched and naked and all of these things. I'm telling you, we need the presence of God. And so, since all of a sudden, how many would agree we need the presence of God? Well, since we're in agreement right here at the beginning of this message, and we realize that we need the presence of God and that it is our preservation while we are on this pilgrimage, and it is our comfort. Spurgeon said it is our solace. It's that preserving thing in our life. Since we know we need it, well, how can I have it, preacher? How can I have the presence of God in my own life? Now, I believe that everybody here tonight, if you're a member of King Mountain Holiness Church, you probably want a spiritual church. But did you know a spiritual church is made up of spiritual people? Can you say amen? It's good to have a spiritual pastor and everybody that's in leadership to be filled with the Spirit and have an up-to-date experience in God. That's wonderful. We've got to have all that. Really, if you don't have that, you're probably not qualified to be in leadership. But we've got to have all of that. But did you know a spiritual church doesn't just stop with having a spiritual pastor or a superintendent or spiritual Holy Ghost-filled teachers, but a spiritual church, amen, is made up of spiritual people. And so we all need the presence of God in our own life. Amen. I want us to look at a few things here tonight real quick. And I want to start with verse number 1 of this psalm where the Bible said when Israel went out of Egypt. And I want you to look at that because I feel like that the Lord dealt with my heart. At number 1, Brother Randy, this is the requirement. I mean, if we're going to have the presence of God, amen, we find what God's requiring right here at the beginning. Amen. When Israel went out of Egypt. And the first thing that I see in that is that if you want the presence of God in your life, there's got to be a departure. Praise God. Did you know there was a time among the holiness people, amen, when somebody got saved, they called them a come outer. You know what that means? That means they were coming out of the world or they were making a departure. And when you go back and read about Israel and their exodus, that means a coming out. Amen. They were leaving Egypt behind and they were on their way to Canaan. And I noticed here that the Lord got to deal with my heart. Amen. That the presence of God really, it ought to be the most coveted blessing in the Christian experience. Amen. To feel the presence of God. You know, there's a lot of religious people. But there's not a whole lot of spiritual people anymore. There's a lot of religious people. Amen. But I believe it goes far beyond religion, don't you? Amen. And notice this. When Israel went out, I believe this is one of the first requirements to having the presence of God. Amen. Is revealed in this text. Because when you read the rest of these verses in Psalm 114, you notice that everything took place. Whether it was a miracle or some kind of manifestation of God's power. Amen. All of it took place after Israel went out. Oh, hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you tonight, my friend, that if you want the presence of God in your own life, amen, the requirement is there has to be a departure. Amen, we have to get out of Egypt. And if you really desire the divine presence of an almighty God in your life, amen, it's going to start, amen, with leaving Egypt. Did you know there's
there's some people that sit in congregations, and when you use the term worldly, there's a lot of people that don't like you to use that term. Amen. There's some people that when you talk about being worldly or having worldliness in their life, amen, there's some people really that get irritated at that. They don't want that mentioned. But I'm telling you, my friend, it's still the same. Amen. I remember in my own life that when I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I was on a departure. Amen. When the Lord got the needle in my heart and gave me convictions, and I began to lay aside weights and sins and things that would beset me and hinder my walk with God. Amen. You know how I got closer to Him? Amen. It was a departure. Amen. And in living for God, my friend, it's always a coming out. It's always leaving Egypt behind. Is there anybody in this house that'd like to have, amen, the divine presence of God, amen, in your very own life? I want to say, in spite of popular opinion and the poison that's being preached over pulpits, you cannot, amen, have the divine presence of God, amen, and stay in the world and live like the world and love the world and look like the world. Amen. There's got to be a departure. The Bible said that when, amen, Israel went out of Egypt, amen, brother, that's when God, amen, came in. I'm telling you that when you come out, amen, God will come in. That's the requirement. If you want the power of God and you want a revival in your own heart, there's got to be a departure. Somebody said one time to John Wesley or Charles Wesley, what is worldliness? You know, have you ever been asked by anybody, what is worldliness? And Charles Wesley, I think it was, he answered it like this. Brother Mike, he said, anything that cools your affection for God, amen, that's worldliness. Sometimes we want to, you know, a categorized or itemized list of worldly things. But there could be some worldly things in my life that may not be worldly things in your life. Can anybody shout amen? But I know, Brother Randy, what they are. And I know that if I want the presence of God, I've got to depart from that. Amen. I want you to get this in your heart tonight. Amen. I want you to see clearly here in this psalm. Amen. When Israel went out. Amen. And I want you to put your name in there. Amen. When you come out. Amen. Of the world. And when you come out of Egypt. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to move of God. Amen. But I feel like God's wanting to move you. Hallelujah. Amen. Too many times we got in this place where we feel like we can hang on to a little bit of the world and make these gentle concessions and easy little compromises and still speak in tongues. Amen. And prophesy and have the power of God, have the glory of God. But brother, when Israel went out, that's when God came in. It's the same today. It's the same requirement now as it was then. Back in the Brush Harbor days, praise God. Amen. When they had great revivals and the healing campaigns, there was somebody that was coming out. Amen. Of Egypt. If you want the glory of God in your own life, there's got to be a departure. Hallelujah. That's the first requirement to revival. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Do you want it? Are you willing to make that departure? You know, we read about Israel. And we read where the Bible said that even though they were physically coming out of Egypt on that Exodus, that their heart, and I know it's simple preaching, but it's a principle we need to be reminded of sometimes. Their heart was always longing for the things that Egypt had. And it's been said a lot of times, you know, Israel was physically coming out, amen, but their heart was staying back in Egypt. And I tell you, we need the presence of God in our lives in such a great way that we ought to be willing, amen, him to be a come outer. Amen. Let him that nameth the name of Christ do what? Depart from iniquity. Amen. Job 28 and 28. It said, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil, that is understanding. Proverbs 14 and 16. A wise man feareth and departeth from evil. Amen. Proverbs 16 and 17. Amen. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. I'm telling you, any revival that I've ever had in my own soul, brother, I was on a departure. Amen. Anytime I felt God, amen, close and near and real, and I felt the fire burn, it was because I'd made up my mind, amen, to come out of Egypt. Amen. I didn't come to preach tonight, amen, and say we're all backslid and we're all worldly. Amen. But I'm asking you, my friend, amen, do you really want it? Is it really the heartthrob, amen, of your soul, amen, to be filled with the power and the presence of an almighty God? Amen. What's the requirement? Amen. Come out. Amen. Come out, say the Lord. Amen. Touch not the unclean thing. I will receive you. There's got to be a departure in your life. You look at anybody that gets saved, and they move from salvation. We probably did not get all of our convictions the night we got saved. Did you? I didn't. I mean, there were things that God dealt with me about. Amen. As I progressed in Him, as I continued to come out of the world. Praise God. Amen. Probably none of us that are here tonight are living, you know, right now like you was the night you got saved. There may be some instances. Amen. I used to preach down in Oklahoma some for a certain brother. He's passed away, and he used to always testify. He'd be at a fellowship meeting. They'd say, hey, Brother Cisco, stand and testify. He'd say, I'm glad I'm saved and sanctified over a few things and filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. So it's that continual, you know. Amen. That coming out. Amen. That progress. Walking near. Amen. Waving goodbye to Pharaoh. Amen. Coming out of Egypt. Amen. The requirement is found in Psalm 114 and verse 1. Amen. When Israel went out. And you mark it down, my friend. When somebody gets saved, they'll start coming out. Amen. God will come in. Amen. They may be talked about. They may be ridiculed. They may be made fun of. But brother, when you want the power of God and you want that divine, amen, presence of God, amen, you'll be glad you made a departure. Is there anybody in this house, amen, that'd like to have a spiritual church? Amen. Bless God. Amen. It starts with you and I. Amen. Having a departure. When Israel went out, amen, God came in. When Israel went out, look at your own life. Look at those new converts. I don't ever see anything any more beautiful than to see them make that departure. And watch God bless them. Hallelujah. We want to move of God. Maybe God wants to move of you. Hallelujah. That departure. When you look at Israel, it seemed that always, amen, the attractions of Egypt, amen, were always atrocities in their life. It always caused them to look back, amen, and go back. But I'm telling you, my friend, amen, the presence of God can only be found when we make up our mind to make a departure. Amen. I really feel like there's going to be preachers that stand in judgment, and there's going to be churches that are held accountable, amen, because they did not preach and teach, amen, a come out, amen, message. Come on now, amen. They promised this thing, amen, all wrapped up in a pretty package, amen, of bows and ribbons and prosperity. I said, live any way you want to live and do anything you want to do, and God will anoint you. Come on now, and the power of God will be with you. But the Bible said that Israel went out, and brother, if you want it, you got to come out. Hallelujah. If you you want the glory of God, there is a departure. That's the requirement. Now, when you look at verse number 2, I want you to notice this. The Bible said when Israel went out, here's the requirement, here's the departure. But now in verse number 2, it shows us the reward. Look at what it says. Y'all still here tonight? Look at what it says. Judah was his sanctuary. Hallelujah. And Israel was his dominion. Amen. What a reward. Whoa, hallelujah. Well, they make fun of my hair. Or they make fun of this. Or they make fun of my sleeves. Or they make fun of my dress. Or they make fun of this. But oh, what a rewarded life. God told Israel, when you come out of Egypt, amen, Judah, you're going to be my sanctuary. Amen, Israel, you'll be my dominion. You will be where I live. Amen, and when you come out of Egypt, my friend, and you make that departure from the world, amen, you're letting God know, I want my life to be your dominion. Amen, I want my heart to be, amen, your sanctuary. Oh, God. Amen, would anybody understand tonight? Amen, that is a rewarded life. Amen, to make that departure. Amen, meet the requirement, and to hear God say, I'm going to dwell with you. I'm going to live with you. Hallelujah. Amen. This is evidence of the abiding presence of God. Amen. When Israel went out, amen, God came in and said, now, amen, you're clean, and you're pure, and you're holy, and you come out of Egypt. Amen. I'm going to live here. I'm going to dwell here. How would you like your life, amen, to be God's dominion? How would you like your heart, amen, to be God's sanctuary, where God Almighty abides? Oh, hallelujah. Whoa. You see, I'm not talking about, when I talk about the presence of God, I'm not talking about the brush of an angel's wing. When I talk about the presence of God, I'm not talking about goosebumps big enough to hang a whale bucket on. I'm not talking about an elevated mood or some kind of emotional high. I'm talking about the presence of God. Amen. Jehovah God, the one true God. Amen. Says, when I see you making that departure, your life is going to be my dominion. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I hope y'all's getting this tonight. Amen. What a reward. What a reward to know that God is living in me. What a reward to know that the Holy Ghost. Amen. What? Know ye not that your body is what? The temple of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. What? Know ye not? Amen. That your body is the temple of God. Amen. When you make that departure and you come out of sin and you come out of the world and you lay aside those things and you purify yourself even as he is pure. Amen. You're making your life, amen, available for God to come in and dwell. I don't know anybody in their right mind that wouldn't want God Almighty, amen, abiding. I said abiding. Amen. Dwelling and living. Is there anybody in this house that'd like to have the power of God and the glory of God and the presence of God? How do you do it? Come out. Make a departure. And God will reward you by making your life his dominion. You see, when you read that story where the angel came down and troubled the water, that was only once a year. And then only one could get help. And so they gathered up, waiting for an angel. Has it come to anybody's mind that we're not waiting on an angel here tonight? Praise God. I said, we're not waiting on an angel. Jesus himself said, I will be in their midst. Praise God. I don't understand. understand how it is sometimes that the presence of God can be on the front pew and people on the second pew can't feel it. I don't understand how I can feel it on the left side and people on the right side, amen, seem like they can't sense it. The only thing I know is somebody may not have made a departure. Somebody may not have met the requirement. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Would you like to be rewarded in this revival? I said, would you like to be rewarded? I'm not talking about ribbons, amen, or a door prize, or a free CD, or a free certificate at Sony's. I'm talking about the presence of God, amen, abiding. Amen. I'm afraid there's so many people sitting in our churches, amen, that really themselves, they do not have it. Amen. I tell you, I want this revival to be, amen, a revival where we become possessors. Hallelujah. Amen. The abiding presence. Amen. Would anybody feel like that'd be a reward? Amen. To hear God say, I'm going to abide. I'm going to live. And I'm going to dwell. Amen. What a reward. We sing that song sometimes. Lord, make me a sanctuary. When Israel went out, that's the requirement. A departure. And here's the reward. God said, now. Boy, I wish you could picture this. Now that you've came out, now you're my dominion. Whew. Amen. Your life is my dominion. Your heart is my sanctuary. There is a preposition that you'll find throughout the New Testament. Anybody remember what a preposition is? I don't know how y'all do it in Virginia, but when I was in Oklahoma, my school teacher said a preposition is anything a squirrel can do to a tree. In a tree, out a tree, up a tree, down a tree, around a tree. And I don't know if I have any English majors here tonight, but I remember when I was in school, Brother Randy, I stayed all night with my cousin, and I woke up about 1:30 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and I said, Ronald Dale! Wake up, man. I said, we got a test tomorrow on the B verbs. And we ain't studied for it. And we got up in the middle of the night and we studied the B verbs. Is, am, are, was, were, be, being, been, has, have, had, do, does, did, shall, will, should, would, may, might, must, can, and could. I got it, man. Never has left me. Praise God. But when you look at this preposition that is so prevalent throughout the New Testament, I want you to notice this. Amen. John 14 and 20. I am in my Father, ye in me, and I in you. Ephesians 3 and 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts. Colossians 1 and 27. Christ in you, the hope of glory. 1 John 3 and 24. He that keepeth his commandments dwelling in him, and he in them. Revelation 3 and 20. Open the door and I will come in. I mean, look all through the Old Testament and you'll find that God was with the cherubims. Amen. You'll find that God was with, amen, the prophets. You'll find that God was with Moses. He was with Adam and Eve. Amen. In the garden. Amen. But now, amen, after Calvary, he is in us. Hallelujah. What do you want him with you? Or you want him in you? Praise God. Hallelujah. It's wonderful to know that God is with us. But it's even more wonderful to know that God is willing and able to abide in us. That's the power of God. That's the glory of God. That's the presence of God saying, if you'll depart, if you'll come out of the world, come out of sin, come out of Egypt, your life will be my dominion in you, in you, in you. I've seen people where the Holy Ghost settled down all around them, but it's time for it to get in you. Woo! Can anybody shout amen? We had a Holy Ghost meeting one time, and Brother Arch jumped up. He's a good man. He's a good man. We had a Holy Ghost move of God. Amen. Brother Arch jumped up and grabbed a fly swatter. Went to chasing the wasp around the front of the church. People shouting. Oh, God. Oh, hallelujah. He is a good old man. He really was. He is a mechanic. He is a good man. Amen. But you ever seen anybody that just needs it in them? Instead of around them. Oh, come on now. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. What about you? Amen. Look at Israel on their exodus. Amen. The requirement is a departure. Amen. But I got to tell you about this reward. Your life is His dominion. Oh, y'all ain't getting this, are you? Your life becomes His dominion. Praise God. I was asking Sister Webb, Granny. She answers to a lot of things. Amen. But I was asking her, so I said, you ever been to Crawford, Texas? She's telling me about Kevin, you know, being down there close to Crawford, Texas. Amen. And did you know the president, you know, his ranch or his home is down there near Crawford, Texas. I went down there, Brother Mike Switzer, me and my wife and my kids, a couple years ago, was in revival there. And so we went down there to Crawford, Texas. Amen. And they had some before and after pictures of Crawford. I mean, but there was no bank. The stores were boarded up. There was one little store right there at the stoplight or the stop sign or the flashing light. It had a little greasy spoon in the back of it and gas pumps out front. I mean, the town was down, man. The town was gone. Gone, gone, gone. But when the president of the United States got in Crawford, I mean, now they got a bank across the road, brand new bank. They took the boards off the windows, and every store is a souvenir shop. Come on now. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Was the president got in town? Oh, thank God. It was a before. Amen. It looked pretty drab. Amen. Do you remember how it was in Egypt? Amen. It's pretty lonesome, wasn't it? It's pretty drab and dry. Amen. Dear God, we was in bondage. Amen. But when we came out, amen, God rewarded us. I said, now I'm going to get in you. That's what kind of revival we need. You need it to get in you. Hallelujah. Amen. Is there anybody that like for God to reward them? Amen. With His presence and with His power and with His glory. How can I have a preacher come out? When Israel went out, Judah was his sanctuary. One more thing, and this is it. We're going to come pray. Notice this. The requirement is a departure. The reward is your life is His dominion. Hallelujah. I don't see how people make it on three songs, three points, and a poem, and a handshake, and a church dinner. I don't see how they make it on that. Do you? Oh, the presence of God. Amen. Israel coming out of Egypt. Oh, hallelujah. And that cloud by day, that fire by night. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. That was examples of what they call theophany. And that highfalutin word theophany simply means that it was God appearing in a physical form. When they saw that fire and they saw that cloud, amen, that was God in a physical form, amen, with them. Amen. But we can have Him in us. But look at the result now. Here's the result of the presence of God. Verse 3. The sea saw it and fled. Amen. Jordan was driven back. What did it say about those mountains, Brother Andy? It said they skipped. At the presence of God, those mountains just took off skipping. I want to ask you something tonight. You got any rivers you need to cross? Well, I feel the Holy Ghost. You got any mountains that you need to climb? You got any obstacles in your way? Well, the Bible said that if we have the presence of God, amen, the sea just flees. Amen, the rivers roll back. Amen, listen, my friend, that's why we've got, amen, to have a spiritual revival. Amen, we cannot settle for a social gathering. Amen, and a meeting and coming together, talking about the snow and the weather and tomorrow's school. Amen, but there's somebody in this building, amen, standing on the banks of the Jordan. That's somebody standing at the foot of a mountain. And there's only one way I know out of it. That's to have the power of God and the glory of God. And brother, when you are filled with the presence of God, amen, Jordan will be driven back, and the sea will roll back, and the mountains will skip out of the way. You can shout and you can shine. You can have revival down in your heart. That's why we need it. Is there anybody that wants it? Are you standing at the river? Are you looking at a mountain? How can I get around it? The power of God, the presence of God, the glory of God in your life.
Are y'all here tonight?
You
got a river you need to cross? How can I do it? Presence of God. Presence of God. What about that mountain, preacher? Presence of God. Oh, the mountains skipped like rams. The little hills like lambs. What ailed thee, O thou sea? Amen. You always kept me from going across before, but now I got filled with the Spirit. Amen. You always hindered me. You kept me on the other side of revival. Amen. But now I got the presence of God. The sea just rolled back. Amen. What's ailing you, see? Amen. What troubled you, see? Amen. What's troubling you now? Amen. Thou Jordan. Amen. All of a sudden you're driven back. I tell you what it is. Amen. Hallelujah. It's the presence of God. Amen. The Bible said, amen, the rock, amen, turned into water. Are you up against a hard place? Come on, church. I said, are you up against a hard place? Amen. You know what we need in this meeting? Amen. We need the presence of God. Amen. My brother Randy, we don't need one or two or three. Amen. Or the pastor or evangelist. Amen. And that's all. Amen. But you can have it. I said, you can have it. Anybody shout amen. You can have it in your own life. Well, I don't know if it's worth it or not. The requirement is a departure. The reward is you become His dominion. But now I'm getting down to this result. It's a demonstration. Hallelujah. That's what we need. We've had too many revivals. Y'all hear me just 5 more minutes and I'm done. But we have had too many revivals where the presence of God was around us. Amen. You came. Church started. You were standing at the bank. You were standing at the foot of a tall mountain. Hell, come on now. You've got to have it in your own life. Hell, you got to have it. We've got people that are in this congregation. There's going to be people that come in those back doors this week. Amen. Whose ideas, amen, have been diluted. They've been deprived of divine power. Amen. There may be some that's been diseased with human philosophy. Amen. They can meditate their way out. Or think their way out. Or buy their way out. Amen. But the Bible said, amen, that the power of God, amen, will cause rivers to roll back and mountains to skip out of the way. Can anybody shout amen? That's the kind of results we're needing. I said that's the kind of results that we're needing. We need rivers to roll back. We need mountains to be removed. And it can only be done at the power of God. Hallelujah. Sister Teresa, would you come? Oh, hallelujah. At the presence of God, the rock turned into standing water. Anything the devil has to throw in your way can't stand at the presence of God. Y'all believe that? Woo! Hallelujah. What's ailing you, O thou sea? How'd you like to go across on dry ground? How'd you like to break out like Miriam in a dance with victory? Oh, that's why we need a revival where every one of us have the presence of God in our own life. Oh, I wish I could preach to you tonight. I'm telling you, we need this kind of demonstration because we're needing some results. We need a revival, Brother Randy, with some results. And it can only happen with the presence of God. A few weeks ago, I was in revival at Brother Aaron Brock's. And brother, there's a man named Doyle Lakins. He come to the service on Friday night. I preached a little bit. He's lost. He's on oxygen. He's in his 70s. Away from God, going to hell. His wife had got saved at home, one of the local local pastors. Went and prayed with her. She was sick. She got saved at home, was doing good. And Doyle hadn't got saved. Friday night I preached. Brother Aaron went back there to him, invited him to the altar. Hot tears running down his face. Old Doyle rubbed the tears. He said, I'd pray, but I just don't feel it. He's just wiping tears. He come back Saturday night. Saturday night. I'm telling you what the presence of God will do. Are you hearing me? It turns the rock into standing water and the flint into a fountain. And that old hard heart. Here it come. Saturday night. The presence of God moved in that place. Oh, hallelujah. The altar call was given. I'm telling you why we need the presence of God. Old Doyle Lakins got up, carried his oxygen down, and sat down on the altar. Buried his old coarse wrinkled face into his hands. Hot tears ran out through the cracks of his fingers as he wept his way, prayed through, and got saved on Saturday night. Praise God. Amen. At the presence of God, that old hard heart, amen, turned to water. Amen. That old flint-like heart turned to a fountain. And Doyle Lakins began to weep hot tears. Prayed his way through, sitting on the altar, holding oxygen. I tell you, I believe he got saved. He got so saved. Brother Randy stood at the back door of that night, put his arm around me. He said, now, preacher, tomorrow's Sunday and I can't be here. I got to go to my home church. I said, that man got saved. He come back Monday night and Tuesday night. Tuesday night at the back door said to the preacher, if the revival goes on past Wednesday, I'll be here. But tomorrow night's my home church. But they had him stand up Monday night. He said, I've been a compulsive gambler. He said, that's why we're poor and we ain't got nothing. He said, I gambled all of our money away all these years. And he said, I went down to Seminole. That's a little town down there, south of Prague on down. And he said, I knew I was going to come up to the casino. The Indians had just went crazy with casinos out there. He said, I got up to that casino. He said, I always turned in that casino. All these years I've been turning in that casino. He said, I drove right on by. He said, I went on down to town, did my business, and come back. He said, I drove right back past the casino. At the presence of God. Mountains. Woo! Hallelujah. Come on, you've been trying to climb that mountain by yourself. You need the presence of God. That's what you need. Oh, hallelujah. You've been building a boat. Praise God, David went over on a ferry boat. Amen, but there was a time when the presence of God would roll it back. Amen, one man preached one time when we got too many ferry boat Christians. Amen, we're trying to get across on our own. Amen, won't you let the power of God come into your life? Amen, that's what you need, my friend. Amen, the sea will be driven back. Amen, the waters will part. And the mountains will skip. Do I have anybody in this house that can shout amen? That's why we need it. We need that kind of result. We need that kind of demonstration. Let's stand all over the building and lift our hands and say, God, I want it. Amen, God, I want it. I want the power of God in my own life. Hallelujah. I want my wife to sing a chorus of this song here. Hallelujah. I want us to wait on the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, honey, if you would. I want the power. Do you want?